Hallelujah. Victory, we win. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Spiritual Warfare Conference. This is our second day, but I want you to know we have another day tomorrow. And by special instruction, we are going to continue having the Spiritual Warfare Conference for that time in the year. But for right now, I want to celebrate the goodness of God. What a powerful word we received last night. Our lives were greatly impacted as we declared, "My Father, my fighter." I know that God is taking on the battle for you and I, and the victory is certain. We win. The victory is ours. And the Word of God says we have been made more than conquerors. Many weeks ago, when the Lord instructed to have this spiritual warfare conference, the mandate was this: push back the darkness and redeem the times. We're living in very dark days. What is happening politically around the world is so destructive. Lives are being impacted negatively. The things that men are doing, so confusing. Lives have been impacted by so much. People are living in fear. People are dismayed, overwhelmed by the things that are happening in our world. Hearts are breaking. But we do know that there is a God who knows no limit, a God who is able to keep, protect, a God who doesn't run away where there are circumstances, a God that is faithful at all times. And it's to that God that we cry out to tonight. For He is revealing to us the secrets, the schemes of the enemy, so that we, the people of God, rising up under the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, can do great warfare, do great exploits, and see the backside of the enemy as he flees. But we are in hot pursuit, for the victory, for certain, is ours. Right where you are right now, why don't you shout, "Victory! We win." We win! Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, that the victory is ours. We've been made more than conquerors. Your grace is sufficient. And Lord, O God, we enter into your presence with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise. Receive our worship, and thank you for the word that we receive tonight and for the breakthroughs that you're establishing for us. We position ourselves to receive from you, Yahweh, our God. In Yeshua's name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let us worship God.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Oh, you're my God of vengeance. Sing, God of vengeance. Oh, God of vengeance. It's won by God over me. God of miracles. It's won by God over me. God of vengeance has won my battle for me. winner man. He has won my battle for me. Who are you? Oh, I'm a winner man. I'm a winner man. He has won my battle for me. Oh, I'm a winner man. I'm a winner man. He has won my battle for me. Sing God of vengeance. Oh, God of vengeance.
Be the same, but I know a God that takes us higher and higher and higher. And I know today that Bishop Cole who passes the great work of God right there in Freetown, Sierra Leone, New Life Church International, is going to take us into another dimension by the power of the Holy Spirit tonight. And I am so clear in my spirit that you, your family, your business, your ministry, whatever it is that concerns you, will never, never again be the same.
Amen.
It will be greater yet in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Bishop, oh, how thrilled we were last night as you spoke the word of God and shared with us about the ability in God to slay giants. I know that there are giants that are dropping and there are giants that are fleeing, but whatever they do, they are all coming down. Destiny switchers will not succeed. We are taking back what belongs to us. And I thank God for you today. I am so thrilled about what you're going to share with us. And man of God, I'm so blessed. Thank you so very much.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, man of God. Pleasure, right. Bishop Mike.
I'm going to let you just get to it.
Thank you very much, Bishop Mike. It's been awesome. Last night was awesome. We are still glorifying God. We know that God did what he only could do last night. And we know today is going to take it to another dimension because God operates by the law of progress from glory to glory. Hallelujah. I'm excited to partner with you, Bishop Mike Zeno, with your church, Glory and Peace Church, right here in Winnipeg, Canada. Manitoba, Canada, we are grateful to God for the great work that you're doing, for the mighty move of God under the work of your hand. We give God all the glory. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are excited to continue what was started last night, and we believe God is about to visit somebody and you will never be the same. Can we go to God in prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are truly grateful to you tonight, even as you've gathered us once again to continue to carry out the work that you've called us to do. Father, as we begin to share your word, as we enter into the realms of spiritual warfare and be replicated in the heavens, for what we do on this earth is reflected in the heavens. We give you the praise and we give you the glory right now. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and the people of God say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to start today by going to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. That will be our foundational scripture. Our foundational scripture will be Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. And let's look at what God is saying to us. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. I want to read it again. It said, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now the serpent. Tonight, saints of God, I want to talk to you about breaking the power of serpentine spirit. Remember that this is a spiritual warfare conference. And in a spiritual warfare conference, we deal with spirits. For Paul the apostle says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. And one of those wicked spirits operating in high places is what we call the serpentine spirit. The serpentine spirit. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. So understand me. I'm not talking about serpent in its physical form. I'm talking about the spiritual essence of the serpent. So tonight, as I begin to expound God's word, you will begin to understand that some of the things that you have been taking for granted are powers from the realms of the serpentine spirit. So let's consider a few issues. Let's begin, first of all, tonight. Who was the serpent? that came to that garden, where did man have the assumption that the serpent is also the devil? Now, most of the time, people will say serpent is the devil. Let me give you another scripture just to establish that. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, I'll take my time and lay some foundation by teaching, and then the Lord will allow us to move into preaching. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. You see, the Bible here says, Revelation, John in Revelation says, the great dragon was cast out. And who was the great dragon? It's that old serpent that we call the devil. So you find out from this scripture that the serpent and the devil are so intrinsically connected in satanic and spiritual operations that there are times when you can call Satan the devil, you can call the devil serpent, and you can call serpent the devil. Hallelujah, somebody. Their work is so connected. But let us look at the natural attribute of the serpent. Allow me to build this foundation as I speak to you today. You know, the very, very first time we have a law of interpretation, the word of God, is called the law of first mentioned in homiletics. The law of first mention is anything you find in the scripture mentioned for the first time, the way it is mentioned, the implication, the logic, the analysis that it presents stands for the rest of the scripture. From that first time that you see that particular word or that particular issue mentioned, the implication that it brings out is what is going to run through the scripture. So for the very first time in chapter 3 of the book of Genesis, when the serpent was mentioned, he was called subtle. What is subtle? Subtle is to be cunning. Subtle is to be crafty. Subtle is to be manipulative. Subtle is to be sly. It says the serpent was more subtle than any other beast or any other creature that God had created. He was subtle. So you need to understand here, when we are dealing with the devil, that Paul says we have to be careful with his schemes, his strategy. We are dealing with one of the creatures who by his natural nature has the nature of subtlety, which goes in line with what the devil needed. Was this natural attribute, take note of this, of the serpent, was it necessarily referring to Satan directly when the Bible says he was subtle? Was this reference to his subtlety? Was it to the devil or was it to the serpent as an individual creature? Let's go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 and answer this question. I keep building. Watch me. Follow me tonight as I build this foundation that you will be able to come with me. In Matthew chapter, come on, let's go to Matthew chapter 10, 16. Matthew 10, 16. Matthew 10, 16. It says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. In this issue, it was specifically the serpent that Jesus described as wise, just like he was presented in Genesis as subtle. So watch this. The natural attribute of the serpent qualified him to be used by the serpent to carry out the first temptation. Which means when Satan wants to walk through someone, he checks your nature, your intrinsic nature. He checks your attributes. When he checked among all of the beasts in the field, he realized that the one that has the attribute that he can use successfully, it was the serpent because of his subtlety. Now let me make this statement, and I want you to listen to me. Every man must watch his character and his natural tendencies. Because when we don't bring our natural tendencies under the control of the Holy Spirit, know that the devil will hijack that tendency for his own pleasure. If you are a talkative person by nature and you don't bring that loquacity under the control of the Holy Spirit, he would use your mouth and your tongue to cause problem in your church, to cause problem in your family, to cause problem wherever you are. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are a selfish person by nature, he will use that selfishness to influence good people in the church who has a heart for the vision, who give to the vision, and he will use you to begin to ask them, why is it that you're always giving? Because the devil will watch your natural tendencies, and if you don't check it out and bring it on under the control of the Holy Ghost, he would use it. If I'm making sense, say amen. If you are proud and critical by nature and you are not watchful that you bring that under the control of the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, you'll be rebellious and you'll be disloyal in your church, in your organization, in wherever you are. If you are a proud and arrogant person and you don't bring that pride and arrogance under the control of the Holy Spirit, watch it. You'll become disloyal. You'll become a troublemaker wherever you are planted. So the devil will always look for that nature before he uses a man. The reason why he was able to use Judas, the Bible says, and Satan entered into Judas. He checked among the 12 disciples. He looked at their nature and they realized that Judas had the character that he needed to use. So check out your personal character and bring it under the control of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. The second thing, as I laid, I'm still laying your foundation and watch me. The second thing I want you to consider is that the serpent was introduced as a beast. Now back in Genesis chapter 3, he said, now the serpent was more subtle than any other beast. As a beast. A beast is a four-footed animal. Now the serpent was more subtle than any other beast in the field. Come on, media, if you can, let me have chapter 3, verse 1. Let's look at that word. Let's highlight that word, beast. Now the serpent was more subtle than any what? Beast. Any what? Beast. Now you know that the beast is a four-footed animal like lion, like elephant. Am I making sense to anybody? Like a bear. They are all four-footed. A beast is a four-footed creature. A beast is not just any creature. It's a four-footed creature like a beast. So listen carefully. Before, at the time, because I have seen a lot of misleading and misrepresenting picture of people, they draw a serpent that was round without foot around a tree trying to tempt Eve. No, that's a major error. That's a major error. Prior to the temptation, the serpent was a beast, a four-footed creature like lion is a beast, like a tiger is a beast, like an elephant is a beast. Do not forget that. The second introduction of the serpent, look at verse 14. I wonder what's happening to media. Chapter 3, verse 14. Can you give me chapter 3, verse 14? Genesis chapter 3, verse 14. I really don't know what's going on. Okay. He said, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all what? Cattle. You see that word? Cattle. Cattle. And above every beast. Again, the Bible repeated the beast, but it added one more way to describe the serpent. So the serpent was like a beast, but it was also like a cattle. Now cattle fall under domesticated creatures like the sheep, a four-footed creature, a quadruped, like the goat, a four-footed creature, a quadruped. All these animals are four-footed. Okay, media, thank you very much. All these animals are four-footed. So take note that whether the serpent was introduced as a beast or whether he was introduced as a serpent, it was a four-footed creature, because all of these beasts, including the lion, the elephant, the tiger, they are all four-footed, quadrupeds. Or whether they are cattle, the goat, the sheep, the cow, they are all four-footed. So, prior to that temptation, when where the devil walked and came into that garden to tempt Eve. He did not come like a serpent that was called. No. He came as a four-footed beast, or he came as a four-footed creature. He did not appear as a reptile. Take note of that, because it's important for you to understand why the serpent has sold out to the devil. So if the serpent came as a beast, if he came as a cattle, agree with me that he came as a four-footed creature. But remember that it was after, somebody get me, it was after the four-footed creature had sinned against God by misleading Eve into sin, that God came and cursed. Let's go back to verse 14. He said, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go. Upon thy belly shall thou go. Upon thy belly shall thou go. It was at this point in Genesis chapter 3. Take note of that. It was at this point in verse 14 that suddenly, take away the scriptures, and suddenly when God released that curse, this beast, this cattle with this four-footed creature, suddenly they shrunk into his stomach and it became a reptile. When you want to know that this reptile called serpent was different from other reptiles, because if you look at the lizard, even though it's a reptile, you can still see the little legs that it runs with. That's a reptile. If you look at the iguana, it's a reptile, but you still see the little legs. But when you look at the serpent, you will not see any leg, no matter what happens. You know why? Because it was a curse. His legs shrunk into his belly. Even up till today, if you kill a serpent and you turn it over, you look, there are slits on each side, which is showing the original sign that it was a four-footed creature. Come with me. Now, if the serpent was like a beast, if it was like a cattle compared to a lion, compared to a goat or a cow, and now God has cursed it, and it has now become a footless reptile crawling on the ground, this was the reason why the serpent went into an eternal deal with Satan. That since I have now become a victim, I will now work with you. I will choose to be your partner. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, most of us will understand that magicians deal with serpents. Witches deal with serpents. Occultic powers deal with serpents. People dream serpents at night and wake up in the morning and they see serpent bite in their hands or wherever. You know why? Because the serpent is working in partnership with Satan, with the devil himself. Come with me as I continue to carry you in front. Ladies and gentlemen, in the law of spiritual warfare, there is a law called access point and legal grounds, which means the devil cannot do anything to you except he finds an access point into your life, or he has a legal ground to afflict you. Those of you that are saved, you're sanctified, you're born again, until you give an access point, until you give a legal ground for the enemy to come and operate, he cannot do anything to you. He's legal. He's legal himself. He's legal minded. So for the serpent to have any access, somebody must give him legal ground. For it to have an access to a family, somebody in the family lineage must have given him a legal ground. For him to have access or legal ground to affect destinies, somebody must have given him an access point and a legal ground. I raise my voice as a servant of God today, and I hereby declare any access point, all of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, every access point that was given to the serpent 10 generations ago or in your bloodline, by the authority of the word of God and by the power of the blood of Jesus, may that access point be broken. May the legal ground be broken in the name of Jesus. I command the access to be sealed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Somebody say amen. I want you to, those of you that are following me, I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Say, any door that was opened to the serpentine spirit in my country, in my city, in my territory, by the blood of Jesus, I declare it closed, closed. I close it and I seal it by the blood of Jesus. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus. Say, every secret covenant with ancient serpents by ancestors, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Say, you serpentine spirit in the dream realm, today I judge you by the fire of God. I break your hold. I terminate your assignment. I cancel your mission by the fire of God. Break by fire in the name of Jesus. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen. Please take your seats. Now, you know, I attended a program some time ago, and they brought a prophet, and I was ministering to the people. Now, what was strange about this servant of God is that when we are used to one thing, when you lift a prayer point, at the end of the prayer point, you say, in Jesus' name, and everybody will say, amen. But one of the observations I made, this prophet will lift a prayer point, and when the people are finished praying, the only thing he will say is, and everybody will keep quiet. And he raises another point. And he did it, and my spirit began to grieve. Because suddenly the Spirit of God made me to understand that the sound of a serpent is hiss, hiss. And so this so-called prophet must have been dealing with some serpentine spirit. And in order to give power to the serpentine spirit in the midst of that ministration, he was telling them, if you go anywhere, I command you in the name of Jesus, if you go anywhere and they give a prayer point and they cannot say in Jesus' name, and they keep telling you, refuse it, reject it, refuse it, and overrule it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Somebody say, I hear you. Now, I want to take you to a different level of observation tonight. You know, when God was about to send Moses to deliver, to redeem the people of Israel, it may shock you. One of the first things that God introduced Moses to was a serpent. It was, God is a God of purpose. It's a God of plan. He doesn't just do anything. Do you remember the discussion with God and Moses, when Moses was saying, oh, I cannot go to the people, and God said, okay, that rod in your hand, drop it on the floor. And he dropped it in the ground, and then it became a serpent, and Moses wanted to run away. And God said, hey, take it by the tail. Now, God is a God of purpose. What many people did not know is that the principality operating in the land of Egypt that was going to resist Moses was operating in the form of a serpent. So on that day when God said to Moses, drop your rod, suddenly as that rod was dropped, it got over the power of the serpentine power operating in the land of Egypt. And so when God said, take it by the tail, it was God establishing Moses' authority over the serpentine power in the land of Egypt. I stand as a servant of God. Every every principality and every power operating in your country, in the nation of Canada, in the city of Winnipeg, in whatever country you come from, by the authority of heaven, every principality and power operating by the serpentine spirit, we take the sword of vengeance, we cut off his head, we pluck out his eye, we release the Holy Ghost fire, consumed by fire, consumed by fire, consumed by fire. You serpentine power, your power is broken over our nations, over our cities, over our territories, over our countries, over our homes, over our bloodline, over our lineage, over our generation. In the name of Jesus, break by fire. Somebody shout amen. That was what God did. Let's take your seat for a moment. So God introduced Moses. And so when Moses left that conversation with God, when he held that rod, the principality of Egypt was in that rod. But the funny thing was this. The day they were supposed, he and Aaron went down to Pharaoh, God had told Moses, he said, when you go down to Pharaoh, when he asks you, what is the source of your power? Show me, demonstrate your power. He said, don't drop your own rod. He said, tell Aaron to drop his rod. In fact, many times, many people misunderstand. Give me Exodus chapter 4, verse 3 to 4, if you can, please. Now go down to Exodus 7. Go down to Exodus 7, please. 7, beginning from verse 9, and then jump to verse 11. For 7, chapter 7, beginning from verse 9, and then we go down to verse 11. When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto who? Aaron, take thy rod, cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. Now, God has a strategic reason why he did not tell Moses to drop his own rod. That was a superior rod that dealt with superior matters. So God was saying, Moses, your rod will deal with superior matters, principalities. But now it's Aaron's rod that will deal with the less. Are you coming along with me? Go to verse 11. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men. Okay, let's see the picture. So Moses told Aaron, drop your rod and let Pharaoh see. And so Aaron dropped his rod, and suddenly it became a serpent. And when that rod became a serpent, that tells you, those of you that are listening, when you are under a grace of a servant of God, whether you are a member or a minister, when you're under the grace of a servant of God, the moment God puts a grace and unction upon him, all those who are connected to him carry the grace and the unction. Aaron was not there when God gave the power to Moses. He was not there. But because his rod was empowered and Aaron is walking, his rod also, God did not need now to come and say, Aaron, your rod should become serpent. The rod of Aaron, I pray for those of you that are serving under this man of God, Bishop Mike Zeno, that as his rod is sharp, as his rod is causing problems for the kingdom of darkness, may your rods be empowered. May your rods be sharp. May your rods become two-edged swords. May your rod bring down strongholds. May your rod cut down witches and wizards. In the name of Jesus, I use this opportunity to pray for my sons and daughters in the faith who are connected to my grace, that even as the Lord has given me a rod to deal with the powers of darkness, may they be empowered. Let their rod be empowered. Wherever they go, let them bring down stronghold. Let them loose the fire of God. Let them cause the enemy to bow their head in shame. Come on, somebody say amen. So now, Aaron dropped his rod and it became a serpent. And Pharaoh said, big deal. I thought you could do better, Moses. Is this a big... All my magicians, my astrologers, come out. Come out. He clapped his hand, pap, 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 and see them coming out. Now, listen carefully. When they came out, they all came with rods. So do not underestimate the enemy. He also has power. The only thing is that all of his power is subject to the power of God Almighty. Somebody say amen. So each of these magicians began to drop their swords. And their rods, and all of them became serpents. So in the twinkle of an eye, that court of the Pharaoh was filled with green serpents, brown serpents, black serpents, yellow serpents, running up and down. I want you to see, Moses must have been shocked because God never said a word to him that this will happen. And in his heart, he was saying, God has disappointed me. Look at what is happening. I think if I were Moses, I feel like I'm, let me put myself in Moses right now. He might have been watching for the closest window. He will look at the serpents and he will watch him for the closest window to take off. But suddenly, while he was looking for a place and he was arguing in the spirit and saying, this is too much for me. Suddenly, ladies and gentlemen, he had a sound, boom, and he looked back. He realized that the son of Aaron had begun to swallow all the rods of the serpents of the magician. And he looked back and you know what happened? A smile came upon his face. He said, yes, God, let me use this opportunity to prophesy to somebody under the sound of my voice. You may have been troubled by what is going around you. It may look like God is about to disappoint you. It may look like the devil is acting big and bad. It may look like the enemy is having victory. You are confused. You are intimidated. You are feeling bad. But I want to let you know, in a moment from now, by reason of this spiritual warfare conference that you are part of, I hereby declare to you, in a moment from now, very soon, you will see the hand of God. You will see the hand of God. You will see the manifestation of the power of God. God is going to come through for you. Somebody say, I hear you. Shadabaya. Laboshete lemoko soprande. Rebakos amakoteriandos. Zigabakuti limandos keria. And so guess what? And Moses began to look until each of these rods of the magicians and the astrologers were swallowed. Now, let me help you so you understand how God is operating. Now, in every country, the main demon representing Satan is the principality. And that's what God allowed Moses' rod to swallow. But all these other guys, they were territorial powers, rulers of various territories. So those serpents that they dropped were territorial spirits who were in charge of different areas in Egypt. So on that day, God allowed the rod of Aaron to begin to swallow the various territories. For instance, if it is in Canada, it means one of the rods belonged to that in Winnipeg. It was swallowed. Another rod belonged to Quebec, and it was swallowed. Another rod in Manitoba, it was swallowed in the various areas. If it is my nation, Sierra Leone, it means in Freetown, the territorial power was swallowed. In Kenema, the territorial powers was swallowed by those words. So now guess what? In the rod of Moses was the principality. In the rod of Aaron was the territorial princes. So if after that day, when Moses and Aaron are walking, they are walking with both the principality and all the territorial powers. Somebody say amen. Listen to me. That territory where God has planted you, may the serpent of Jehovah swallow the territorial powers in that territory in the name of Jesus. That territorial prince, that territorial spirit that have resisted you before, I hereby decree and declare in this year 2021, they shall resist you no more. They shall resist you no more. The blood of Jesus is against them. The fire of God is against them. The sword of Jehovah is against them. I release a prophetic judgment as the rod of Aaron swallowed the rod of all the territorial powers. So let it be. May your rod of Jesus swallow all the rods. Kadabusa katariba kasaya. It is done. Somebody say amen. Shout amen. Let me pray for some missionaries. You are a missionary and you have been sent by God to a particular territory, and you are in that territory. and the territorial powers, the territorial prince, just like Pharaoh wanted to do to Moses, have arisen to resist. They have arisen to fight, to intimidate. I speak as God's servant, as an oracle of God. You territorial powers resisting the servants of God. You territorial prince resisting the missionary located in that particular territory. I release the hand of God. I release the fire of God. I release the thunder of God. Destroy them now. Consume them by fire. Destroy them now. Consume them by fire. Destroy them now. Consume them by fire. Let somebody shout amen. Please take your seat. And listen carefully. If anyone thinks, maybe, you know, some people are so skeptical when they deal with the word. So skeptical. And so critical. They may want to say, that was an Old Testament event. You can't take it. We are now in the New Testament. Don't apply an Old Testament issue to a New Testament. Can I invite you to come with me to the New Testament? Luke chapter 10, verse 19, please. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Now see what the Bible says. Jesus is now speaking. Before he sent the disciples to go out. Now you cannot be more religious or wiser than Jesus. Before he sent the disciples to go out, what did he say? Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon what? Before he named the others scorpions. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpent. Do you know why? Because even Jesus understood that serpentine spirits are one of the most terrible spirits that work to resist the kingdom of God, because Satan has that enmity in his heart for the curse that God gave to him. Mm-hmm. So, if you look at the statement of Christ, it has some implications. He said, I give unto you power to tread on what? Serpents. Before he named the scorpion and then the rest of the power. So, which means, in the mind of Christ, he moved by from the most significance to the less significant. It started with serpents. So if you look at the scripture, it is saying the main one that Christ gave them power against, the first one that he knows they need the power against, was who? The serpent. So if Jesus understood that his disciples were not going to succeed, if they could not deal with serpentine spirit, who are you? Who are you? Kadondos Kerabaya. And let me tell you something. Serpents can disguise. Serpents sometimes can be changed to belt. It can be changed to thread. It can be changed to ropes. There are people that have testified that what I saw was a rope. And the next thing as I crossed it, it just bit me and disappeared. Because the devil has allowed, these are spirits. They can be disguised. Can I pray with you? Because I may not have chance to do the prayer after the teaching. So let me pray with you right now while I'm under this grace and unction. Say in the name of Jesus, every disguised serpent on assignment to intimidate, to manipulate my life and destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus, every serpent messenger, every serpent messenger targeting lives, targeting destinies, be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by the hand of God, by the fire of God, by thunder, by lightning. Let them be destroyed. We release the fire of God. I release the sword of angel Michael. Cut off their heads. Pluck out their eyes. Consuming fire. Fire them. Consuming fire. Fire them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Saints of God, I want to bring this spiritual warfare conference teaching tonight to the end. And let me conclude with this so you understand. When I talk about serpentine spirit, we're not just building some stories. Take me to Acts chapter 28. And I want to look at verse 1 to verse 3. Acts chapter 28. It says, and when... Now this passage was referring to the issue of Paul referring his case to Rome. And when, before they departed, they entered the ship, he didn't want to go, but they did not listen to him. And when they got into the ship, a Euroclydon, one of the most terrible tornadoes, went against the ship and scattered it into pieces. But God had spoken by an angel to Paul that none of these men will die because you are there. And ladies and gentlemen, let me use this to prophesy. No matter what COVID-19 is doing, because you carry the anointing of God, because you carry the grace of God, because you carry the hand of God, no matter what is happening, you will not be consumed. You will not be infected. Say amen, somebody. Go to verse 2. So now the Bible says in Acts chapter 28, it said they escaped into an island called Malta. In verse 2, it says, and the barbarians showed us no little kindness, for they kindled the fire, and they received us everyone because of the present rain and because of cold. So when they got to that town, the people looked at them and knew they came from the sea, and they made fire for them. Look at verse 3, please. Verse 3. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, he laid them on the fire, and what came out? A viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Please understand. Sit down and follow me. Understand what had happened. Paul had become a trouble to the kingdom of darkness. He has troubled the kingdom of darkness too much. So when they heard that he was about to travel by sea unto Rome from Jerusalem, the powers of darkness, the marine kingdom, the water spirits in the water kingdom, held a meeting and said, we must finish this man. This man must not cross over. And so they came with a terrible wind called the Euroclydon, and they messed up that boat, and they wanted the man to die. To their shock and their surprise, for the water kingdom, the marine kingdom, the man did not die, and they ended up in this island called Malta. So when they got to Malta, a quick meeting was held by the kingdom of darkness, including the water spirit, the occult kingdom, the serpentine kingdom. And they said, this man has escaped. Where is he? He has gone to the land of Malta. And quickly they assigned a serpent. They said, you must finish him there. And so, you know, when you're a leader, you're a leader. The people were the one who made the fire. But the leadership instinct in the apostle, when he saw that the fire was going down, decided to go and gather some sticks. Nobody commanded him. And not knowing they were waiting for him, he brought the sticks and he put the sticks on the fire. And suddenly, with that crowd of men, over 40 men, the ship captain, the other prisoners that were, they all were around the fire. That serpent was intelligent. It came from the fire. Did not bite the captain. Did not bite the crew. Did not go to the other prisoners. It came to Paul. And guess what the Bible says? And it fastened on his hand. May I remind you that that hand that he fastened is the hand that wrote 1st and 2nd Corinthians. It's the hand that wrote Philippians and Galatians. It's the hand that wrote 1st Timothy and 2nd Timothy. So if the devil had succeeded in mesmerizing and paralyzing that hand, we will have no pastoral letter called Timothy and Titus today. If the devil, through the serpent, had messed up with that hand, we will have no 1st Corinthians or 2nd Corinthians. So the intelligent serpent stuck upon the man's hand. And guess what? It was such a poisonous serpent that the people in the entire nation, they said, this man, he has bad luck. He did not die in the sea, and now he has come to land. The man has a curse. That is why he's dead. And they were waiting for him to die. Like somebody is waiting to see your downfall. Like somebody is waiting to see your disfavor. Like somebody is waiting to see things don't work for you. But I prophesy they will never see that day. That day will never come. And while they were waiting for Paul to fall down and die. Paul stood there, was looking them eyeball to eyeball. And suddenly, before their very eyes, he lifted his hand. He hung his hand over the fire. And he burned the snake by fire. Hey, Katalabakosara, Serpentine. serpentine powers consumed by fire. Serpentine powers working against their destinies, working against their families, working against their progress, consumed by fire, consumed by fire, consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, by the same token of the fire that consumed that terrible serpent, let the fire of God, let the consuming fire of God begin to locate and pursue every serpentine power that has been pursuing you in life, pursuing your children, pursuing your family. Let them consume by fire. Somebody shall consume by fire. Listen, in my closing, let me say this. Then I will pray for you. A serpent, number one, it bites. A serpent bites. There are men and women who have been beaten by serpents. So you have, they are suffering from sicknesses. They are suffering from pains. They are suffering from all kinds of maladies. Every one of you under the sound of my voice that have been beaten by some serpent, let the hand of God destroy you in the name of Jesus. Serpent, die. In the name of Jesus. I release the blood of Jesus into your body and I kill every serpent in the name of Jesus. Number two, not only does a serpent bite, a serpent entangles. It entangles around. I think it's the boa constrictor. The boa constrictor doesn't bite, but he strangulates. He strangles the man until life goes out. I sense in my spirit to some of you in the Glory and Peace Church, and those of you that are under the sound of my voice, you may have been strangulated by the power of the devil. You know, when you are strangulated, money that is supposed to come does not come. Things that are supposed to happen for you does not happen because you are strangulated. Your life is gradually ebbing out in the name of Jesus. Every serpentine power that has strangulated your life and your life is ebbing, I break their hold over your life by the hand of God, by the fire of God. I break their hold. I cancel their powers. I terminate their assignment in the name of Jesus. Lastly, not only does a serpent bite, not only does a serpent entangles or strangulates, a serpent poisons. A serpent poisons. I think it is in Psalm 58, verse 4. If media can help me with that scripture. It said, their poison is like the poison of a what? Serpent. A serpent poisons. As I speak to you, some of you, your homes have been poisoned. Your families have been poisoned. Your destiny helpers have been poisoned. Your divine connections have been poisoned. Your good relationships have been poisoned. So let us pray right now. I'm releasing the fire of God to dry up that poison in your family, to dry up that poison in your home, to dry up. Some churches have been poisoned. Members, the hearts of members have been poisoned. But we raise our hand as servants of God. Every serpentine power that have released poison to poison your home, to poison your family, to poison your ministry, to poison your territory, to poison your life, to poison your future, in the name of Jesus, by the fire of God, I dry up their poison. Poison of the serpent, dry by fire. Poison of the serpent, dry by fire. Poison of the serpent, dry by fire. Poison of the serpent, dry in the name of Jesus. I pray for the church of my brother, Glory and Peace Church in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I pray for this church and I pray for his ministry. Every serpentine poison that have been released upon his members, upon those who are working with him, upon his ministers, we raise our voice unto the heavens as oracles of God, and I command that evil poison to be dry up. I neutralize the poison by the blood of Jesus. I neutralize their poison by the blood of Jesus and nullify the poison by the blood of Jesus. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus three times. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We bless your name. We honor you for what you have done in this spiritual warfare conference. Thank you for setting free men and women. Thank you for releasing chains, for breaking chains and releasing destinies. Thank you for letting them loose. Thank you, Lord, that from today, counting from today and 14 days, testimonies shall abound. Men shall be healed. Miracles shall be manifested. Lives shall be changed in the name of Jesus. Doors that have been locked shall be open. Gates that have been closed shall be open. Heaven shall be open over their lives in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, and the people of God say,
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bishop, over to you.
Oh, Bishop. What a word tonight, and what a transformation has taken place in the lives of those that have received the word that came from the mouth of God through your mouth to us. Regions are being transformed right now because of the word that came forth out of your mouth. You know, I was joking when I chatted with you the other day, when I said, I think this spiritual warfare gathering might go longer. After I said it, we joked around, and the Lord kept on saying, this spiritual warfare conference is not just for 3 days. We've set it up for 3 days, and I'm wondering what was God trying to say, because I have another set of meetings coming up in another week called the Good God Conference. It was not until a moment ago the Lord spoke very clearly to me that the spiritual warfare conference was not just one conference, that we are supposed to have two spiritual warfare conferences this year. And I want to place that invitation to you right now. I'm putting you on the spot because I'm going to be making another call.
In the name of Jesus, so shall it be.
Amen. Amen. You know, the word that you've given to us today is so powerful. You know, in Acts, I'm going to ask you some questions in a moment, and then I'm going to continue with the saints. In Acts chapter 16, the 16th verse, the Bible tells us about this young lady that was speaking with a spirit of divination.
Divination, which was a python spirit.
A python spirit. The python spirit. So even cloaked in that particular passage, even though it just says the spirit of divination, the word divination there was the python spirit. And today I believe that that spirit of the enemy is wiped out. Destroyed, because the power of God has been released already through the words that have come forth out of your mouth, through this ministration right this very moment. Satanic forces are being scattered, and men and women are stepping into their destiny. Those lying spirits cannot operate anymore. We give God praise. Hallelujah. Your mic is down. I can't hear you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
Wow. 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 Well, I have some questions for you.
Please, go ahead.
I'm going to repeat the question I asked the last time, because I think it's a question that has so many facets to it. I asked you, I said, what mistakes have you seen people make when they are doing spiritual warfare that needs to be corrected? And you gave us an excellent answer the last time, but I know there are many more answers to that, and I want to present that question to you again.
Ask it again.
So what mistakes have you seen believers, soldiers of the Lord make when they are doing spiritual warfare that's cost them their victory.
Okay. You know, it is called spiritual warfare.
Yes.
That's what it's called. That even though we are physical, you know, Paul made the statement. He said, we are in the flesh, but we do not battle in the flesh.
That's right.
And so, if there is a physical battle and there is a spiritual battle, the spiritual battle takes preeminence over the physical battle. So the spiritual battle is superior to the physical battle. But for us to be able to be successful, one of the reasons why many soldiers fail in the spiritual warfare, because they tend to remain too much in the carnal realm, in the physical realm. They stay in the intellectual realm. They just look at things from the natural capacity. It is spiritual warfare. It is not intellectual warfare. It's not emotional warfare. It's not physical warfare. It's not academic warfare. It is spiritual warfare, which means you've got to learn how to attune to the spirit once you enter into deal with spiritual warfare. And that's where many fail. They want to still remain in their carnal realm, in their intellectual realm, and fight. It doesn't work that way.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What an answer. What an answer. And let me just add one more to that answer. And tomorrow we continue with another man of God. And I'm going to ask him similar questions. One of the things I found out is that, just like you said, people do not understand that it is spiritual warfare and they fight from a carnal perspective. Your positioning is so important when you're doing spiritual warfare. Are you doing spiritual warfare in the earth realm, or are you doing it from the heavenlies? If you are doing it even in the second heavens and operating there, then you are entangling the enemy in his territory, and he knows his territory more than you do. You've got to go into the heavenlies, the third heavens, where you are seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities, all powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world, and fight from that perspective and defeat the enemy in his territory, because you are superseding him, you're overriding him. You cannot
100% correct.
Hand-to-hand combat with the enemy, he'll win. But you've got to move from a different dimension. And child of God, we have received such a powerful word from Bishop Cole tonight that I want you to please listen to these messages over and over and over again until you become with the word that you've received, so that you are not deceived by the enemy, because the serpentine spirit is a spirit that deceives. It deceives. And that's the greatest challenge that we have in our world today. Deception. Deception. And so we must have the spirit of discernment if we are going to win battles. We have to be discerning. We have to be wiser than the wise serpent.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Well, I just want to let you know that we really appreciate you.
It's a pleasure.
And I'm looking forward to Spiritual Warfare Part 2.
No problem. No problem. By the grace of God.
Hallelujah. I'm going to continue with the saints now. And
okay, go ahead.
Them. And so everybody still stay online as I continue with what we have started with. And we're going to pray some more. And we are going to have the breakthrough that God has promised every one of us. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God. Please continue. We'll continue to pray for each other.
Turn my mic on.
What a powerful word tonight. The God we serve is an awesome God. And the victory is ours. Tonight we're going to push. Somebody once defined push as pray until something happens. Amen. We're going to push. The man of God, Bishop Cole, has presented to us the powerful word of the Lord. The victory is ours. But he said some things to us tonight that I want us to enforce. I remember many years ago, Gabby, 28 years back, administered a series of words called the Enforcers. It was about spiritual warfare, the Enforcers. We are going to enforce the words that we've heard tonight. The devil cannot slide away. The Lord said, the enemies that you see today, you shall see them no more. There are some fights that you don't need to fight again. Amen? And when we're dealing with the serpentine spirit, it's a spirit that comes back to attack. But we are going to put a stop to it. Amen? In Acts chapter 16, the passage that we just talked about the Python spirit, the spirit of divination. The spirit of divination is a spirit that monitors your life and begins to talk about your life, break down your life, makes it so visible to it. That's why that young maiden was so accurate about Paul, but was trying to utilize its activities, capitalize on that for its own gain. The Bible says that when Paul cast out that spirit, the whole city went into an uproar. The merchants in the town went crazy because this girl was making them money. And so their capital had been stripped from them. So the Bible says they threw Paul and Silas in jail. That was a backlash. Throwing people in jail. You and I are not going to any jail. You didn't hear what I said. You're not going into any jail. I said you are not going into any jail. You know why you're not going into any jail? Because you already got out of the jail already. Hallelujah. But we are not going to leave anything casual. We're going to deal with every level. You know, there are people who say, I did spiritual warfare and there was a backlash because they didn't wrap the thing up. When you tie your shoelaces, finish it. We will finish today. We're not going to trip on ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. First of all, we are going to declare that every legal right, and we prayed this prayer last night, but we are going to push it and finish it. Any legal access point, any portal, any rights that the enemy has or had that he wants to reopen or capitalize on tonight in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Those portals, those access points are going to be forever shut, because we're going to sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And furthermore, we're going to declare that Jesus, our Lord, is our door. Glory be to God. Jesus is our door. And where the blood is, everything that goes under the blood gets sanctified. I don't think the devil wants to get saved. Because you come under that blood, you're going to get saved. So this is a guarantee that we are protected. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Rise with me and let us declare in the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, any access point that you've had for whatever reason, today it is shot. It is eradicated by the blood of the risen Lord, by the blood of the one who hung upon the cross, by the blood of the Son of the Most High God, by the blood of that one that was born of the Virgin Mary, by the blood of him who died on the cross and rose again from the dead. Every portal, every access point of Satan and his cohorts are eradicated now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of the living God, we declare now every access that the devil has had is eradicated. It is eradicated. It is eradicated. It is eradicated by the word of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are also going to declare now that any assignment that the enemy has, all his assignments are terminated immediately. We're going to declare that any lines of communication between principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, any lines of communication between Satan, the devil, and his cohorts, practitioners of occultism, of witchcraft, any access point between the enemy, that their lines are scrambled and this very day terminated. They will not be able to communicate with each other. We are going to declare now that they, not only are the assignments terminated, but their means of communicating with each other is stopped immediately. That the spirit of the enemy will not be able to monitor your life, your movements, whatever it is that you do, in the mighty name of Jesus. All lines of communication that the enemy has between himself or in connection to you, your household, your ministry, this church, that all the lines of communication are scattered. Hallelujah. In fact, so scattered that they will begin to shoot at each other and destroy each other. They will launch their missiles against each other and destroy themselves. We will not be there. They think we are there. They're guessing, but we are not there. The enemy has roamed into an area that he should not roam into. and the enemy shooting at each other and destroying each other, as they did in 2 Chronicles 20. They are after each other. Their assignment terminated. Pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the termination of every plan, every strategy, all logistics of the enemy that have been put together. They have been terminated. All contracts terminated. All contracts of the enemy terminated. Every assassination attempt terminated in the mighty name of Jesus. Those plans of the enemy to attack the health, the finances, the relationships, the marriages, the families of your people, terminated in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, oh God, that the lines of communication of satanic forces at this very moment scrambled, messed up. Lord, oh God, so messed up, they are beginning to destroy themselves. They are wiping themselves out, and we are just spectating and watching them self-destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. They are wiping themselves out in the mighty name of Jesus. They are wiping themselves out in the mighty name of Jesus. They are accusing themselves and destroying themselves. We declare this so by the authority of your everlasting word. Thank you, Father. The enemy is defeated in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The passage of scripture that a man of God raised with us today was Psalm 58 and verse 4. He prayed this prayer, and we are going to pray the same in agreement. In Psalm 58 and verse 4, he says, their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear. A beheaded adder is getting the same results, but it's dead and helpless. Praise the Lord. It's talking about the poison that comes through people. The devil cannot do anything without operating through people. We're going to declare that every poison, that every venom that the enemy has projected, released, that have come into anyone's bloodstream to contaminate them, to break up that blood that is flowing in them to their own destruction, that those poison now be neutralized by the presence of the Word of God and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you hear what I said? Sometimes you can be beaten on our ways. But the Lord's word to us is this, that even when we take poison, it will not hurt us. Amen? It's a promise from God. But as all promises go, you have to receive it. You have to apply it to yourself. So we are going to right now, that every poison that has been ingested, every poison that has been transmitted, every form of venom that has contaminated any aspect of our lives, or has the potential to, that it be neutralized now by the presence of the Word of God, and that we are completely whole, spirit, soul, and body. Amen? That not only we, but our church, this ministry, this calling, this mandate is sanctified and free from any kind of poison. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray, but let's do that first, and then I'm going to pray another prayer. Pray. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Lies, every poison. Barikata data tikata bosheke. Batatu kote balatose. Kiadaba shandele baka. Tiandoro bosheke lebrekete. Anderebatosoko. Riadara shandeleba. Retikata bosheke. Berekete rekuashe. Batesoto lebrekete. Bandomotosoko. Rikata dabasheka. Rikata burkia. Rikata bashandeba. Rikato bosheke. Father, we declare every spirit of the enemy, every venom, every poison, neutralize, 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 neutralize any form of this poison, any form of the venom of the enemy. Lord God, whatever kind of oppression it has this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, that poison, oh God, is neutralized, neutralized by the presence of your word, neutralized by the promise of your word, neutralized by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, neutralized by a prophetic statement right now, 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 in Jesus' mighty name, we declare it so done. Hallelujah. The next thing we're going to pray, and then we're going to move on to another place, is this. One of the key ways that the serpent captures its prey, the one that it's going to victimize, is to hypnotize that person. So what do you mean by that? What the cobra will do, it will move its head, and as you look at it, it captures your attention and begins to control your movement. And as it gets you to go into its rhythm, it strikes. There are many that have been hypnotized by the enemy. He's already causing you to dance its steps by its directives. We are going to break the stronghold of that hypnosis that the enemy has established to have remote control over the life. When you are caught in an addiction, you have been hypnotized by the spirit of the serpent. That's why you cannot break free from it. It has to be cut off. Amen? Many years ago, we had a woman of God that came and did some teachings. She was an expert with a brain. And she talked about breaking particular circuits when somebody is lost it and they're angry and whatever else, and you cannot get them to stop. He says, if you clap your hand, pow,
it breaks the circuit. Because the amygdala, which is the seat of emotions in the brain, kicks in just like that, even before you start thinking. And you have to break it by a loud clap or something, and the person jerks out of it, and they come to their rightful mind. Well, we are going to do the same thing in the realm of the spirit. We're going to break the circle so that you come into your right mind. The Bible says that the prodigal came to himself. Amen? Whatever it is that's caused a person to act crazy, we want to break it so that they come to their rightful mind and say, why on earth am I here? What am I doing here? God help me. Cause them to cry out to God. Praise the Lord. We're going to do it for ourselves. We're going to do it for our society. That something will happen right now because they've lost their minds. Most of them out there right now, they've lost their minds. Something needs to happen that will get their minds back on the right track. Rise with me, pray. Kati bale kete balachoko tema. Riki kate balete se kelebra. Father, we are asking, oh God, for a break in the circuit. A break in the circuit. That spirit that has hypnotized man and caused man to walk around mindless, like zombies. Father, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we send your word, oh God, to break that circuit, to break that circuit, to break that circuit, Lord, oh God, that has caused them to be in a state of hypnosis. In the name of Jesus, we shatter that stronghold and we cause men to come to their right minds. Oh God, even now, by the authority of your word, break free now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come to your right mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Addictions, be shattered, be shattered, be shattered, be shattered. God of thunder, thunder from your heavens and wake up man from their slumber in the mighty name of Jesus. Akele breshiko, batande lobo shande, malakata labrokatahe, shande lokotoso, eala darababa shanda pokwari, batosa brematopa, rukasa daboshatema. Father, we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Horobashaha. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God that he's breaking every chain. He's destroying them. Hallelujah. People are breaking free from their mindless stupor. Coming alive. They're waking up. Handarabushaka. They're waking up from that hypnotic state. The God of this world has no control over them. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. The word of God is very clear. It says to us in the book of Acts, chapter 5 and verse 19, we're going to do three more prayer points real quickly. The disciples, the apostles, had been shut down by the government of that day. And they had been restricted from preaching the gospel. You are strictly told you cannot go and preach anymore. The Bible says they were thrown into prison in Acts chapter 5. They'd just seen the miracle of a man delivered, set free, who had been crippled, lame all of his life. They'd seen mighty move of God, signs, wonders, and miracles happening in the church. And the powers of darkness, we're not going to take that lightly. Because every time miracles happened, it reminded them that they made a mistake. And that their religious system was not it. That something greater had come. And so they put them in prison. But the word of the Lord says, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go and stand, speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. The enemy thinks he's shutting us down, but God is releasing us to stand and to declare the words of this life right in the temple that is said you cannot even go to. Amen. Don't say anything in your houses. Don't say anything in the streets. But definitely don't say anything in the temple, because we're in charge of this temple. And the angel of the Lord says, go to the place that they told you you cannot go to. Go to the place that they know that you should not go to. We are going to go to the place that they think we know. But the fact is, what we know is not based on what we think. What we know is based on what we know, because that's what God knows and that's what God said. We're going to go to places that they said we cannot go to. We're going to do things that they said we cannot do. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying to you yet. I said we're going to be doing things that they said we cannot do. Because no child of God is staying in the prison. Hallelujah. When it is the most dark at night, that's when the angel came and said, go. Get out of here. Amen. Let's begin to declare that we are free from imprisonment and we are emboldened by the word of the Lord and by angelic assistance to do what they said we cannot and we should not do. Begin to talk to the Lord. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Hallelujah. Rakata nebarado sokote premata sakataye shilabroso tomakataba rakataba shekelebra. Oh God, you have called us, oh God, to reach our society. You've called us to reach a world. And Father, we declare this day, oh God, that you have declared is what will be done. Therefore, we thank you for your angelic assistance. We thank you for help that has come from above. We thank you, Lord, for assistance that has made it possible for us, oh God, to do that which they say we cannot do, to accomplish that which they say we cannot accomplish. We are the called. We are the anointed. We are the ones that you've raised up by your Spirit, and we are accomplishing your will even now in the mighty name of Jesus in every area of our lives. So it is done. Hallelujah. By your Spirit, oh God, so it is done. Amen. Praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, Second Corinthians 10 and verse 4, the word of God says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not flesh made. They are not from our mindset. But it says, but mighty The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. Watch this. The young man, David, had pebbles, stones. But through God, the ordinary became mighty. Amen? It is not the mighty weapon that you have. It is the through God that you have. Praise the Lord. It is the through God that converts any weapon. You know, they say this pen here can kill. And you say, no way. Well, this pen in the hand of a skilled martial artist can kill this pen. You say this is just an envelope, but in the hands of a mighty warrior, this can kill. See, Pastor, what's the point? The point is mighty through God. That's the point. Mighty through God. You say, I'm not much. And God says, mighty through God. The little child, they are arrows. That's what the word of God says. Your children are like arrows. Mighty through God. Except the Lord builds. The builders build in vain. It is not all that you know that matters. It is that God knows. And God knows what about you he can use to dismantle the enemy. Hallelujah. Next verse. And we're going to push. We got to complete. What does it do? These weapons of our warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. He says, it casts down imaginations. It casts down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. The point is that there are certain things that are exalting themselves to block people from knowing God. And it brings into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So the word of God is telling us that there is the capacity to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I don't know if you heard what the Lord is saying. That means that we have the capacity to lead everyone to Christ. Is that what he said? That's exactly what he just said. But to do that, we've got to cast down imaginations. We have to bring down everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And then bring into captivity every thought. Four things. This time I want you to open your Bible and pray those four things. The four things start from verse 4. Let's look at verse 4 again. Verse 4. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Strongholds have to come down. Amen? We know, cast down imaginations. 2. Every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. 3. And bring every thought captive. 4. Take me to Luke 11, verse 20, and we'll come back to 10:4, because 10:4 is where we're going to pray from. Luke 11, verse 20. The Lord says, "But if I with the finger of God cast out devils," so this is how we're going to do it. It's going to be by the finger of God. Amen? Hallelujah. That's a whole message by itself, but we're just going to say, by the finger of God. Amen? When you start praying the chapter 10, 4 and 5, you're going to say, by the finger of God. Just that God knows what you mean by that. Another day we'll do a full teaching on that. I think I've done a teaching on that before, but I'm not going to stretch your mind right now to make you remember everything. So we're just going to just say, by the finger of God. Amen? Cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. The kingdom of God is come upon you when you are declaring by the finger of God. The kingdom of God comes upon you. Is that enough? Okay. Now, verse 21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Everything is together. Verse 22. Until. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divided his spoils. We're going to be the stronger one that comes. Hallelujah. We are invading the territory that the enemy thought he has secured. He thinks he is in charge right now. And we are here to declare, no, you're not in charge. Who told you that you're in charge? Whoever told you that you're in charge lied to you. And if you're the liar, you lied to yourself. Because truth has come, the finger of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God has come. This is override. Somebody say override. Say it again, override. We don't care what was there before. We are overriding. We are overturning. We are overcoming. Glory be to God. Now take me back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 and 5. So now we're going to pray those four things by the finger of God. Amen? We pull down strongholds. We cast down imaginations. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, including the thoughts of the strong man that thought that he was in charge and everything was okay. Now we are going to make him know that it's not okay for him anymore. Because a new sergeant, a new sheriff, a new general is in town. Glory be to God. Rise with me. By the finger of God. That's how we're starting. Glory be to God. Pray. Declare it. By the finger of God. For the kingdom of God, the reign of God is upon my life. I declare by the finger of God that every stronghold is brought down now. Every imagination brought down now. Everything that stands high, exalts itself against the knowledge of God, causing man to be blind to the truth of the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. You are destroyed now by the finger of God. We declare now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, every thought is brought captive to the obedience of Christ by the finger of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. 1st time those words were used were in Exodus chapter 8 and verse 19. You don't need to turn there to wrap up. It was Pharaoh's magicians, when they had competed with Moses and Aaron, they came to a place where they said, we can't anymore. This competition is too much for us. This is beyond our pay grade. We don't know where this is going, but this got to be the finger of God, because we got what it takes. There's no other power. And we've exercised all the power and the authority that we've got. And we spent. And this guy's still going. Like the race just started. This got to be the finger of God. Hallelujah. We're going to declare that we are overwhelming the enemy. Amen. We are overwhelming their forces. That they begin to confess with their own mouth, this is the finger of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gamaliel said, listen, don't mess around with these guys, because you might find yourself fighting against God. So back off. We're going to declare the enemy is backing off. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, push back the darkness. It is by the finger of God that we are pushing back the darkness. Amen? And then we're going to pray the last prayer for tonight. After this one, we're going to pray the last one, at least from my part. Amen? Glory be to God. Rise with me and begin to declare that the enemy himself will begin to declare that they are defeated. They said of the Israelites concerning Gideon, this got to be, they saw bread tumbling and knocking off their tents. They said, that's the sword of Gideon. God will penetrate the minds of the enemy to recognize that we are greater. Hallelujah. Pray, declare it. Father, Lord, let there be a proclamation, declaration in every realm that because you are abiding in us, that the enemy knows beyond any interpretation, any level of understanding, that it is overwhelmed, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we declare, oh God, this day, even as the prophet said, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Father, oh God, we declare one with God is majority, and we are one with you. We are the majority. We win, and we can never, 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 never lose in Jesus' name. We win, we win, we win. The victory is ours in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And finally, we will pray this prayer in Acts 16. And understand that when we're praying this prayer, it's impacting every aspect. Hallelujah. Every aspect known to you, unknown to you, every aspect is being impacted. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How do I put it? One precious blood shed took care of every kind of problem. It's just one blood. Amen? He didn't have to shed it. Okay, this blood, this one is going to deal with cancer. This one is going to deal with diabetes. This one is going to deal with high blood pressure. This is going to deal with barrenness. This one, no. God is not that kind of God that, you know, that deals every time there's a variant, comes up with a new plan. One shot. I got a shake. One shot takes care of it all. In Acts 16, verse 26, Paul and Silas backlash. They are put in prison, but God had a bigger plan. Well, we are not going to any prison. Amen? Because we can still do what we got to do without going to prison. If we go to prison, it's because we are going to set people free, not because we are in it. Hallelujah. He says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. What was happening? The people were praising God. And the key to redeeming our times is praise and worship. That's why next Sunday night is going to be a praise and worship night. Glory be to God. That means nobody needs to preach anything. We're just going to hallelujah the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to Tehillah. Glorify God. It says, and suddenly, while they were busy praising, it says, there was a great earthquake. God says there's going to be a seismic shift. There was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. God is going deep into the foundations and shaking everything. He says, and immediately all the doors were opened. Why? Because this foundation is shaking. When the foundation shakes, everything moves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is in Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah sees the Lord, beheld him in his holy temple. He says, and the door moved. Glory be to God. God is shaking everything. And the word he gave to us was that things are going to shake in the heavens. They're going to shake in the earth. They're going to shake under the earth. And I posted it on Facebook so that the devil knows we are coming. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So yesterday he said, you coming? I'm going to stop you guys. You're not coming anywhere. And the sound, everything was working. And he went there and started messing. And we're looking, and we're looking, and we're looking. And they're looking, and they're looking. And everything was correct. Where did the sound go? And Brother Byron says, let's reboot. Let's get this thing started again. So we rebooted. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, they start checking it. Nothing was happening. And all of a sudden, poof, there it was. Not just by the natural, but because we're saying, Satan, you are bound. Principalities and powers, you are bound. This broadcast is going through. Hallelujah. He can't stop us. Glory be to God. The doorpost moved. And the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with what? Smoke. That's the Shekinah glory. When things move, glory comes. Take me back to Acts. This is not another message. We're praying. The foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands, everyone, not just Paul and Silas, everybody in the prison, all their chains broken. Hey, Kalabusha. The devil's a liar. You know how bad the devil is? He's even messing with people in Israel right now. Trying to control everything. But the devil's defeated. It doesn't matter what he thinks. We know what we know. And what we know trumps what he knows or thinks. And today, there will be a shaking. Amen. Hallelujah. When we pray now, we are going to say, earthquake. Let there be a shaking in every realm so that the glory of God can pour forth. Are you ready? Rise with me. Let's do it. Malakate, bande lokoshikata, malakiado bokonde lebraka, shaladada ba shekele brekete, rekete brasa kataba, shandere boshe, ikata da 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 boka, rikata ba shekele bra, rekata ba shondo, moso koteba, rikata ba ba shekele ba kutobo, shekele bra kataba, rikata ba shoko, rekete re brekete ba, ekele broso kotobo, shandara baba, shandere baba, shandere baba, shekele brekete boko, ikata ba 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 ba, oh, Rebasha,
Get these drums amplified. Ikalararaboshi, mataba shakatabo. Hey, 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 hey. Andarararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararar
shake, 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 earthquake, seismic shift, seismic shift in the heavens and the earth, under the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mandoroboshab, let it be an outpouring, let it be an outpouring, let it be an outpouring. Oh, holy smokes, yakata da 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 ba, holy smoke, Shekinah glory, 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 come, ande rebosha, ye barakasoto, yande boshe kerema, lede reboshika, rekere basokore, badaba rabasheke, ye baraka, re rabasheka, re reboshe kerema, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to shout. Begin to shout hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Begin to shout hallelujah for
glory
your victory.
To God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for victory, victory, victories, victories upon victories. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May every foundation that has held things and put people in your family, yourself, anything that concerns your life in bondage, that the earthquake of God will break everything open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That the enemies of your life will be swallowed.
Amen.
That the precious things that have been stolen will erupt up.
Hey.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That there will be a volcanic eruption.
Amen.
In the mighty name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. That the precious things that belong to you that have been swallowed by the enemy shall be erupted. And they will come to the surface.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the fire of the Holy God.
Yes.
By his fire.
Yes.
By his fire.
Yes.
By his consuming fire.
Yay.
In the name of Jesus.
Yay.
That the enemy will be captured.
Hallelujah.
In that molten lava.
Oh,
the molten lava of God will capture them. In the name of Jesus. It will imprison them.
Amen.
The things that have imprisoned you shall be imprisoned.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you are walking free.
Amen.
Family members are walking free.
Amen.
Family members are walking free.
Amen.
I'm not only speaking to the ones that are here, but those hearing the sound of my voice.
Yes.
There are many that have been in bondage for decades. You are free in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You are free in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Everyone was free
yes.
from every band. Every band of wickedness have been broken.
Yes.
Broken off your life.
Yes.
Broken off your marriage.
Yes.
Broken off your sons.
Yes.
Broken off your daughters.
Yes.
Broken off your relationship.
Yes.
Broken out of your business.
Yes.
Broken off your finance.
Yes.
Broken off your health.
Yes.
Somebody say, I'm free.
I'm free.
My family is free.
I'm free.
Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Somebody say, we are free.
We are free.
The Bible says all were loose.
Yes.
So nobody's left out of this.
Akatobo
shahe. Say, me and my household.
Me and my household.
We are loose from every band of wickedness.
We are loose from every band of wickedness.
We are loose from every serpentine spirit.
We are loose from every serpentine
spirit. We are
spirit.
Loose from every serpent spirit.
We are loose from
we
every
We are loose from
spirit.
Every poison.
We are loose from every poison.
Any type of bitterness.
Any type of
any
bitterness.
Type of anger.
Any type of
any
anger.
Any type of frustration.
Any kind of frustration.
Any type of restriction.
Any kind of
any
restriction.
Type of constriction.
Any kind of
somebody
constriction.
Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Me and my family, we are free.
I'm free.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood.
The
begin
blood
to say
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Even the high priest have to sprinkle the blood. You need to speak the blood of Jesus. You know when you speak, spit comes out of your mouth.
Mm.
So you begin to speak that blood.
Yes.
And let it begin to sprinkle over everything. Sprinkle the blood.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Over your entire household.
Amen.
Over your property. Over your mind.
Yes.
Over your family.
Yes.
In
yes.
the name
yes.
of
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In you know, Jesus you see, name. You see right now. Let's play the music a little bit not so loud. So I don't have to overshout. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, when it comes to you speaking the blood, all of a sudden, what happened to all of you? You could not pray as loud as you were praying. Because the blood works. So put your fire in your mouth and sprinkle that blood. When you speak, the blood goes to work.
Amen.
The Bible said the blood speaks.
Yes.
The blood, your natural blood, your natural blood speaks. The blood of Abel spoke
Hallelujah.
For vengeance. But the blood of Jesus speaks solutions.
Amen.
So you must speak.
Yes.
Speak the blood.
The blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
While you are speaking it, don't speak aimlessly. In the spirit of your mind, begin to see what you are speaking the blood over.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You don't speak casually. Oh, yes. You speak with intent.
The blood. The blood.
Speak the blood.
The blood.
So when you say the blood, it said cast down evil imaginations. But it did not cast down imaginations that stands against the knowledge of God. The ones that stand against the knowledge of God, cast them down.
Amen.
But the ones that speaks the word of God, they are approved.
Amen.
So when you are speaking, speak about the things you can see in your family.
Hallelujah.
Some of you have arthritis in your family. So when you are saying the blood of Jesus, you're saying nobody again will have that.
Amen.
Some of you have mental issues in your family. They begin to lose their mind and get confused and they say it's Alzheimer's. You can begin to speak the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That means nobody, including you and your family, will ever have that again.
Amen.
Some of you have lack. As you're getting older, you begin to experience lack and poverty. Instead of more wealth and inheritance put away, you begin to speak the blood of Jesus. Did I make myself clear? So when you speak now, speak when you say the blood, you don't need to say many things. You got it in your mind. Say it and the blood goes to work.
Amen.
It speaks better things.
Hallelujah.
It's speaking the solution.
Hallelujah.
It's speaking the answer.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has paid for it.
Oh, yes.
And it says this is your inheritance.
Hallelujah.
So speak the blood
the
of
blood,
Jesus.
The blood, the
blood.
The blood of Jesus.
Of my life and my family, known and unknown,
in the name of Jesus.
Solutions,
oh yes.
Answers.
Thank you, Lord.
Greatness.
Sanctified.
Goodness.
Glory.
Blessings.
Favor.
Health.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
For this wonderful message you gave to us, we receive the goodness of God.
Yes.
The word of the Lord is working. Every serpent of the enemy has been swallowed
yes.
by the serpent of God.
Amen.
It just takes one.
Yes, Lord.
Even when Moses was in the wilderness with the children of Israel, and they began to murmur. You know, your murmuring will bring serpents to come and bite you. But every murmuring spirit, he said, now look up. When the serpents was biting them and they were getting sick and dying, and say, look at the brazen serpent. As you look to Jesus today, may every serpent that has been biting can never even bite you again.
Amen.
May you be healed.
Amen.
May you be healed.
Amen.
From every poisonous wound.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
we receive the full package of the blood of Jesus.
Amen. So it is done. Hallelujah.
The serpent of God, say this with me. The serpent of God.
The serpent of God.
Which is the rod of God.
Which is the rod,
which
of,
is
God.
The rod of Moses.
Which is the rod of Moses.
The rod of Aaron.
The rod of
the
Aaron.
Same simple stick.
Same simple stick.
In the hand of God.
In the hand of God.
In the hand of the man and woman of God.
The hand of the man and woman of God.
We eat up every serpent.
We eat up every serpent.
Why don't you stretch your hand and touch the, let God touch your hand. And as you stretch your hand, and let that rod of God, which is the serpent of God, eat up every serpent.
In the name of Jesus.
And all their poison. You see, when yes, he ate Lord. The serpent, he ate it with the poison. Rendered them completely useless.
Amen.
Useless.
In Jesus' mighty name.
It's that same stick, that same serpent stick. That stick that became a serpent is that same one that divided the Red Sea. Mm. It's the same one that said, stand still and see the salvation of God. So as you stretch your hand, as God has done it already, we stretch our hand as we have made contact with the living God and with the rod of God, everything has been destroyed.
Yes.
Every door that has been shut has been opened.
Yes.
Every dead end has been opened.
God,
the Red Sea was their dead end, but it was opened.
Amen.
The same stick that was the serpent.
Oh, glory.
Every poison has been eaten up.
Amen.
That sickness that's reigning in your body that you don't know how it will live, it is removed.
In Jesus' name.
It is eaten up right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That is why it was nothing when Paul threw the stick into the fire. Sticks. Just threw the sticks into the fire. The same stick, one of them became a snake. It came out from that fire. But you know what? You just shake it. It's still the same hand of God.
Hallelujah.
It's still the same hand of God.
Hallelujah.
Because Paul is the man of God.
Amen.
Are there men and women of God here?
Amen.
Are there men and women of God?
Amen.
Raise your right hand and begin to shake it.
Hallelujah.
Shake everything out.
Hallelujah.
Shake everything
Hallelujah.
Out. You cannot end this day being the same kind of person. You got a new mind. The mind of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
You got a new hand. You yes. got a new finger. The yes. finger of God.
Yes.
You got power yes. in your mouth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I tell you, when we go to the nations and we go to all these hotels and you begin to sleep in strange places, you know, you used to have all kinds of attack. I don't get those anymore because I realize I'm in a different realm. Mm. There is a realm within a realm.
Yes.
So I don't get nightmares. It's impossible because I'm not in the nightmare zone. I'm in the heavenly zone.
Amen.
I sleep in heavenly places.
Amen.
I stay in heavenly places.
Amen.
You are heavenly creatures.
Amen.
You are heavenly people.
Amen.
You are in a different realm.
Amen.
You are in a realm within a realm.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The kingdom of God. The finger of God and the kingdom of God. Is operational
yes.
in my life. Can you say that with your mouth?
Yes.
The kingdom of God. The finger of God is in operation.
In
my life.
In my life.
In Glory and Peace Church.
Glory and Peace Church.
In the Ephesinos family.
In the Ephesinos family.
Call your family name.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. The finger of God.
It's operating
the kingdom
in
of God.
Your children's life.
In
your
family,
businesses, in your health,
family, in my ministry, in this church, in the lives
in
of
everything
the
that concerns
oh God,
your life,
everyone that is connected to this,
in
this
the
grace,
name of
the
Jesus,
experiencing, oh God, the manifestation of your
the
glory,
finger of God and His kingdom, thy will be done in earth
yes,
as it
Lord.
Is in heaven.
Amen.
Everything that is being done in heaven is what is operating in my life.
Hallelujah.
Every other thing is illegal.
Yes.
And they are not allowed.
In Jesus' name.
Somebody say, not allowed.
Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Not allowed.
All kingdoms, the kingdoms of this world, have become the kingdoms of our God.
Yes.
Halabashe parabaseke. You are in a different realm.
Amen.
You are in this world, but you are not of this world.
Glory to God.
Different realm.
Amen.
I pray that you stay in that realm of glory.
Amen.
The realm of all possibilities.
Yes.
The realm of supernatural provision. Supernatural victory.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural success.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The realms where your weapons are not carnal, but you have a mighty power operating through your life, where strongholds bow. You pull them down.
Yes.
You see them, you say, get down.
Hallelujah.
Come down now.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Where imaginations that God has not assigned in your life, anyone who projects that on you, you destroy them. Somebody said they are canceled.
They are canceled.
Their visions,
their
intents,
their
actions,
their
words,
their pictures,
their imaginations,
their thoughts,
everything,
their concoction,
their coven, they are all cancelled.
They are all cancelled.
We bring them all.
Bring them all
to the obedience of Christ.
To the obedience of Christ.
That means Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Every knee bows. Mm. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Can you do that?
Amen. Yes. Every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Blessed give you one more, one more time to do it. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
It says in your mouth, in your tongue, there's power. Life or death? Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Bible says everything in heaven and in earth, in all dimensions, they bow.
Yes.
At the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
In your mouth, there is a sword. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
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 They all bow. They have heard and they must bow.
Amen.
Not later.
Now.
Now.
Now. Now.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
One more time. Give it all you got. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, we're going to honor God with our gifts of thanksgiving. Praise, worship, and adoration. What a powerful experience we've had tonight. We want to honor God and we want to honor those that are carrying the word of God, making it possible for us to be renewed, refreshed, reinforced by the presence of God and His Word. So I want to encourage you to give generously, faithfully, knowing that you're given intentionally and allowing God to step into your particular situation for His glory and honor. The information is on the screen for those of you that are online and are not able to be here for whatever reason. those that are listening in Asia, in Africa, just go on to the website. Be involved in this time of giving. Whatever capacity that you need to give, give. If you need further information because you are in a different country and you want to have access to give, give us a call or send a text message or WhatsApp message or whatever message, and let us know that you are interested in being part of this time of giving, and we'll make certain that we get the necessary information to you so that you can participate. But right now, you can go to the website and do so through that medium. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mama, you want to sit down too quickly? Let's do communion together. Everyone has their communion elements. If you don't have one and you're here, just raise your hand and one will be given to you. There's somebody up here in the front that needs, just raise your hand and you will be reached. Tomorrow night is going to be a tremendous night. You're going to hear a very powerful word from a man of God. The message that you're going to hear tomorrow is going to be so down to earth, you're going to need to listen to it many times over. Come ready. When we say we're having special meetings, don't just wait until you get to the special meeting to get engaged. Get engaged before you get here. Be prepped before you get here. Amen? Hallelujah. Is everyone ready now? Okay. This is the body. The word of God doesn't say it is like. He said, this is my body.
Amen.
So as you take off this body today, let it impact every aspect of you completely. There is something about, now I'm going to get gross here, but bear with me. There's a reason for it. Research was made many years ago. And in the research, they were checking the bloods of people in different parts of the world. And they started checking the blood of Europeans. And they found out, as they checked the blood, that these so-called Europeans were cannibals at some point in their lives. Because when you take off the body, if you ever ate a person, God forbid, it goes into your system and becomes one with it. As you take off the body of Christ, his body impacts your body. And he becomes the his cells. Builds up your spiritual, your physical, your emotional, your financial, your relational, everything about you. Builds up your immunity. And from that very moment, as you take off this body, let every disease, everything that is foreign to you, be eradicated. Amen. Everything that does not belong in your life, as you take off this body, right this very moment, let the presence of the living God eradicate it out of your system.
Amen.
Let all iniquity be eradicated. Amen. And righteousness be established.
Amen.
Because you have taken of his body.
Yes.
In remembrance of him. Take and eat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I have excellent cells.
I have excellent cells.
Well, we all know the blood. If you go to your doctor and they want to check on you, what is the first thing they tell you to go do?
Do a blood test.
Say it out.
Blood test.
Remember, we have the voice of the lion. We don't whisper. We don't have anything to hide. We like the enemy to know who we belong to.
Mm-hmm.
What does the doctor tell you to go do if they're going to check on you?
The blood test.
Blood test. They check the fluid.
Do the blood work.
Do the blood work. And then what's the other thing they check? The water works.
Yes.
Right?
We don't want to say.
The water works. They check on number one, they check on number two, and then they find out what's wrong with you. Why?
She's grosser.
No, it's not gross, that's reality. These are things that you already know.
Hallelujah.
So you need to apply.
Amen.
Bring them to the knowledge of Christ.
Yes.
What is the knowledge of Christ? Say, by his stripes you were healed.
Amen.
So your cells and your blood have been taken care of.
Hallelujah.
Even your cells, they call blood cells.
Hmm.
Everything about you are cells.
Hmm.
And in each one there is power.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
When you take, they speak better things.
Hmm.
So if the doctor's report is not a better thing, this one will say better.
Amen.
It's going to speak better things.
Amen.
So when they not check your blood, it changes.
Yeah, katoshi lama.
Say, my blood is changing right
my
now.
My blood is changing right now.
If you've been coming to this ministry and you've been in this church more than 2 weeks, you've taken communion, yes, something's already happening to you.
That's right.
Say amen.
Amen.
If they say it's impossible, this blood say possible.
Amen.
Say possible.
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 Say, I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
The Bible says the blood of Jesus speak better things. It says, this is my blood.
Yes.
So as you take it, remember everything in the spirit realm is with intent. When the enemy wants to hurt you, he does it with intent.
Mm.
When you want to change things, you got to change it with the intent of God.
Yes.
What God says.
I receive.
What God says about this wine.
What God says about this wine.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Speak better things now.
Speak better things
for
now.
For me and my family.
For me and my family.
Blood of blessing covenant.
Blood of blessed covenant.
God, the covenant cup of blessing.
Covenant cup of blessing.
It's working in my life.
It's working in my life.
Everlasting covenant.
Everlasting covenant.
God says the covenant blessing of Abraham will be in our life.
Yes.
When you do something wrong, he refers back. If he wants to change things, he says to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's open your hands. Father, see the open hands of your sons and your daughters. We open our hands to receive more. We thank you for what we've received already. But we're saying, oh God, even as our hands are stretched out, expand our capacity and fill us even more. From glory to glory.
Amen.
From faith to faith.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We are blessed and highly favored of you.
Amen.
We give you all glorious praise.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord, oh God, that we'll rest well tonight and we'll return again tomorrow.
Yes.
To hear more from you.
Amen.
From your throne room. Blessed be your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Well, amen. Bless you. It's been an exciting day. And may God continue to prosper you in all that you do. And remember, tomorrow we'll be back for another glorious time in the presence of our Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. It's been a wonderful spiritual warfare conference, and tomorrow we continue. See you tomorrow.
Invite
good night.
Somebody.
Invite somebody. Invite share, somebody. Share, 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 share. Okay. Create a party, whatever it is that you need to create, and come together. Hmm? Yes, I did. Praise the Lord. If you didn't give your offering yet, make sure you do so. God bless. Bye-bye.
Shalom. God bless
Shalom.
You. All right.
Yes. Yeah.